Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simon Shin Zayin, talking about the halachas of Shabbos that are dependent on one speech. It's on the bottom of page 202, Sivvav. Asa l'chashav chashbainus. It's forbidden to make calculations, afilam avru, even from things that have passed. For example, kach l'kach, as you continue to have kubbeis of an elf, haitzeis adav plenty. This and this amount I spent on this thing. Now, but afka, that's specifically shadayin schar paryu l'matzloi, meaning it's something that he still owes. That's how much he spent, but he owes the workers that amount. But if he already paid them that amount, then mutter, then is permitted to speak about such things. Says Mishbusef Kon Chafhei. Vidavka, this, that it's forbidden the Shaddai and the Chulu, that he still has the wages of the workers by him. Because the Boyle Meida, because he has to know how much he has to give them. So therefore, that was unnecessary calculations. So that's forbidden because of weekday speech, similar like we said in the beginning of the siman. Sevkat and the chavav, that he has the wages of the workers etzlei by him, that he didn't pay them yet. But fila imachar kachnis barolei. Now even if afterwards it's verified to him, alpi cheshbon, based on his calculations, shein magil lememeniklum, that he actually doesn't know them anything. Since the beginning, he didn't know this. That by nitzach lecheshbon, he had to go through the calculations. He's going through his books. In the sad, lekachish by Yisura, so therefore you have this prohibition. But if in the beginning he actually knew that he doesn't owe them anything, so this is what's called calculations of who cares, the shari, and therefore that's permitted. Now, if these calculations has been shech lechabeiroi, there's a need for his friend. And he's calculating them for his needs. Also, that's also forbidden. Sivkat nchavzayin. But if, let's say, he already paid them this amount, then mutter, it's permitted to just go through the calculation and say, wow, you don't understand. When I had that job then, 3 years ago, when I bought that building, I had to spend $5 million on this and whatever. That's permitted. Because Ram writes, calculations that there's no need for them. Mutter l'chashbon, you're allowed to make those calculations. Kids at household. So, kama sin tvu hoi lon b'shon employees. You know, how much measurements of grain did we have in that year? Kama din ogen leitzein v'chasun has b'neinu. Oh, when we had to marry off our son, how much money we had to spend? Kach v'kach chilosim shamelach. Wow, you understand how many soldiers there was from the king? Okay, similar types of things. Shein sichah b'deila, which this is idle chatter. Shein mitzvah klal, where there's no need of this conversation at all. At kind of until he had the words of the Rambam. Peshal Magmishna. Magmishna explains to us the Rambam is long. The Rambam is hinting to us that still Shish Lam Noyim is said, that one should refrain from this. It's not Sikha Batela, simply from the idle chatter part. Because idle chatter is not appropriate for a God fearing person, for someone who fears sin. Also in the commentaries of the Marshal, he writes, so Philip Achoyal, even during the weekday in the Yovel Kokach Latamach Chacham, it's not so appropriate for Tamat Chacham. It's like an assembly of scoffers. Mavat Ben Limude, says the El Yerabba, and it makes him waste time of his learning. Sif Zayin. Mutulam al-Khaberi, he's permitted to tell his friend, Hanira bei necha, does it seem appropriate in your eyes, Shatucha lamadi mila Arab, that you could stand with me this evening. Now, what's he saying? He's not saying much, but even though from his words he understands Shatucha lamadi mila Arab, he needs him that evening to hire him. He's not saying explicitly, so you're allowed to say that. But he cannot tell him directly, hey, be prepared for me to work with me in this evening. It says Mishbur Sivkat Nchav Ches, that you're permitted to tell the Chaveira to his friend, and it says Mishbur Vadin Lein Yehudi, something is to a non-Jew. You can tell him, oh, does it appear good in your eyes that you would stand with me here in the evening? Sivkat Nchav Ches, even though that from that he'll understand that he needs him that evening to hire him. But Kivin Chayin Mefarsh Behad, since he's not being explicitly telling him this, Rakhbet Ram is just through hinting. The Tzarech Matzah Shabbos for a need for Matzah Shabbos. Rakhbet Chal here, essentially, is just like including the category of thinking about forbidden work. That's permitted. Which the Sharetzin Islam Adbeis says that because a remez for Tzarech Shabbos itself, that the non-Jew should do something, that's brought later on Siv Chabez in the Ramah, that it's forbidden. That's remez at least, but Derech Tzivri. But here it's for Matzah Shabbos. Says Mishpura further, says, below Yermele, you shouldn't tell him, hey, Yenochen to me. You should be prepared with me. Zeo Dibur Mamash, that's literally speech. But you say, oh, you know, does it appear good in your eye, etc. So the guy chops, but you're not being explicit. Sif Ches. You can tell your friend, tomorrow I'm going to that city. Go with me tomorrow to that city. Why? And since even today on Shabbos you could go to that city through these huts, or any similar to that, that there is an element of permissibility to do it today, you can tell his friend to do it tomorrow. But actually, ask all his kids, as long as this does not mention him, wages of labor. But something that there's no way of permissibility to do it today on Shabbos, even if it's only rabbinically rabbinic. Let's say he has out of the tchum, out of the Shabbos boundary, pears muktzah, of fruits that are set aside that are muktzah. Since it's not possible for him to bring him today, I'll tell your friend, they just bring him tomorrow. It's also forbidden to wait till it gets dark at the end of the tchum, so that he should be quick by night to go there and to bring them. That's also forbidden. Agos says, Yisro should not say, I'm going to do that thing tomorrow, as you continue to Talmud Beis. That's Rosh Perek HaShoel, Vayin Leil Rosh HaSimon, like previously in the beginning of the Simon. Says Mechaba further, but you could wait for it to get dark at the end of the tchum, so they could go there to protect them. Because even today, technically it could have protected them if they would be within the tchum. Now, if he only had a mind to protect them, then ultimately Yochel Av Lavim, and he can even go afterwards and bring them. It says Mishmaru Sivkat and Lamed. Yochel Lem B'chulu. You can tell your friend, I'm going to that city tomorrow. So he explains, in the beginning of the Simon, we explained, the Dabash Aslas B'Shabbos, anything you now do on Shabbos, Aslam Mishias, Aslam Och, you now say I'm going to do it tomorrow. What he's saying over here is that after B'Shabbos, Aslam B'chutz Atchum, even though on Shabbos, you now go out of the Tchum, to that city, to New York, to New Jersey, I'm going tomorrow. Why? Since for the actual walking in, this is no prohibition. You're just missing huts to connect the cities. And me, however, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to drive tomorrow, I'm going to ride on the horse tomorrow. The Sheikh Bakarin is going to go on the wagon. What they call in German, Fuden. Driving. Given the Debura who daver ha'asabetzim, since his words now are something that it's intrinsically forbidden, he's not going on a horse on Shabbos. They may late to that, and so there's no way that would be helpful in that situation. Rather, he should just say, I'm going tomorrow. So it's a very big difference. If I'm going tomorrow to New York, to New Jersey, or I'm going to drive. Driving would be forbidden to say, going would be permitted to say. Simkot Lamed Aleph. Because since technically today you could go to that faraway place, through Burgenen. Pirish? Right, but he explains that. That's what he says. That since you could technically go there and it would be within the Tchum through Burgenen. So Pirish says, Mishmur, what does that mean? Sukkah Shal Shremer. These are huts of the guards. Shal Yidei Zeh, that through that, Yochel Lelech B'Shabbos, you can go on Shabbos, Avkam Mil and many mil. The name of Lom Zel Zeh, if they're absorbed one the other, but Tech Shem Am V'Abar Tvachim. If within every 70 Amas Abor Tvachim, to avoid the Simichan Tzadches, like we see later on, Simichan Tzadches, there was a hut, you could connect, you go to California, because it's connected. So technically, there would be a way how to go on Shabbos, and it would not be out of the Tchum. So therefore, you let us say, you're going to go to that faraway place. Sivkan Lamed Beis. V'chein Kol Kiritz B'Zeh V'Chulu. And so to said Mechaber, anything that's similar to this, that there is an element of permissibility to do it today. So he explains, for example, you could tell your friend, that it should bring to him tomorrow from out of the Tchum, Perishinit Lishu Mekvar, fruits that have already been detached, Shein Aleim Isa Mokzah, that don't have Isa Mokzah, after Yev Shalav B'yam Hayayim, you cannot bring it today, Mishum Isa Tchum, because it's out of the Tchum, Umishum Isa Rishri, is also because the Isa of that it's Rishos Rab, Rishos Yachad, and so on. Falach, even so, Mokzah, you'll have to tell him, there is an element of permissibility. Why? If there would be walls, we would be able to bring it. There is a way that it would be technically permitted, even though right now it's not. So you're allowed to talk about it. Simkat Lamed Gimel, that you can tell him, she has said in Lamacha that he'll do it tomorrow. Now, but Lassay Sayyim, now to do it today, that you now tell even to a non Jew. But even after the fact, the non-Jew brings him out of the Tchum, like we'll see later on. But something that there's no way of permissibility today, even though it's only Yisra Balan. For example, if there's Chus L'Tchum, Peris Muktzim, he has out of the Tchum, Peris that are Mukta, so that you can't tell him to do for you tomorrow. Right, the love davka b'sev b'tchum. It's not necessarily beyond out of the tchum. Elohim didn't say it would be toyech tchum in the tchum. Given the evshalavim, he can't bring in b'shem esem muktzim because esem muktzim b'shem esef v'nakir hachri. Because the end of the halacha that he's going to say the lahachshuk when it's going to get dark. That ain't also that's not forbidden. B'sev b'tchum only at the end tchum. Looks like among the sevtes like we see later on sevtes. Therefore, here he's also mentioning that variable, but that's not really important for this part. Sevkot and lamed hay. So he said, now let her wait till it gets dark at the end of the Tchum, so that you could be quickly at nighttime, Lilchum Lavim, to go there and bring it. Hainu Ela Perisha Muktzah, meaning these fruits that are Muktzah, but Perisha in Muktzah, but fruits that are not Muktzah. Kivin Shabbat Lam Lachaber, since you're allowed to tell your friend, Shavim Lelacha Shabbos, bring it after the Shabbos, but the Nam Lachs of Shvilam, you're also allowed to go and wait till it gets dark because of them, says the Gemara.
Sivkot Lam and Vav, so the Ramah said, V'chein lo yem v'chulu. So too, a person should not say, I'm going to do that thing tomorrow, which says the Mishnah Berurah, what's that going on? Koy al mashak kasa betchila is going on what he says in the beginning. The aslam al chaber that you not tell your friend shavim le lemacha that you should bring for him tomorrow. But kamashmon, but they're coming to say deloy nimin that you shouldn't say. Oh, the dafka shem davim chaveira misyatzim. Oh, that's specifically he's talking with his friend and he's consulting with him. Who the aslam then is forbidden? Kimi shushlei tzad with the debur because then there's a need for his words. Avadabe ben elu enatzim. But when he's speaking amongst himself, shein le tzad because there's no need for that. Sure, you would say it's permitted. Kamashmon, that's what they're coming to tell you that no. Kiven to who dava ha aser lasses b'shabbes since something forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Ah, because shem davbe as a continuum of base ben elu enatzim. Even he's talking to himself. Mikra debuchol that's considered weekday speech. Lasses is forbidden. Cannot be shem like we said in the beginning. Which Shartzin Islamatas says Laniz Daiti that by mistake the Haggah was written over here. It has to be after the words Lamacha. Like we explained, it's not going on this, it's going on when on the Halacha Aslam Khabeshiv Lamacha, that's what Khin Loyama Ehiyosa should not say for himself that also. Sivka Lamazayim. And the Machabah continued, said, but you could wait for dark at the end of the Chum to go quickly, go over there to protect, because Shafil Hayyim Bechulu, because even today really could go and protect if it was worth in the Chum. But what it means to say is Nimtza, comes at Sha'etz Mashmir, the actual watching, have a Malacha Matez B'Shabbos, is a Malacha that's permitted on Shabbos, the Machshuk B'Shvil Davamutta, and you could wait for dark for something that's permitted. You could go through the huts, if he would have canal, like we mentioned before. Sivkon Maches. And the truth is, and if he was not intending, but just to watch it, then actually you could even aflavim end up bringing it. That is a film, even if they're attached. But then when it comes evening, you're gonna have to detach it. But since his primary intent was when he was waiting for dark, was only because of the shmir. So therefore, and that actually permits now to do for the talisha also. Be'er halacha in the Ramaschal. Lachaveroi, that a person could tell his friend, I'm going to that town tomorrow. Same thing is to a non-Jew, says Eli Rabba. Sivka, and Dirmas Aslam Lachaveroi Shevimlai, he's not told his friend to bring for him these Peres HaMuksa the following day. That is, if he explains to him those Peres. But if he tells him, it's stam. Unspecifically, to bring payers tomorrow, and it's permitted, even though it's known to everyone that his intention is for the payers that are moksa. But however, since in his words, it sounds like, well, since it would technically be permitted on Shabbos, it's only considered here, thinking, and therefore it's permitted, some type of telepathy, says the taste of Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted. So too, the Ramah says he shouldn't say, I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. So look at the Magen Avraham Sivkon Yudalf, that he wants to be inclined to say that many places can disagree on the Rosh. Look at the Eli Rab, Maimon Matcha, that they contradict his words, and the Prima Gadim is inclined, that there's no Raya that the Ramban Rosh but disagree on him. And also the Mechabah in the beginning of the Siman writes that it's forbidden to tell that thing I'm going to do tomorrow, which is like the Pimlik of the Rosh. Look at the Nabi Agra, that it sounds like that he agrees also that that's the Allah Ladina, and he writes that's obvious from the Gemara, and similarly that's what's written Eli Rab, because if not, then you would name the question of Teis Shabbos that Kov Nonim and Avdi B'Maslamah. It says, look over there. So the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 31. If there's a set price, and you don't have to calculate, Rosh Hashanah Zaman holds, that even if you didn't pay yet, it's permitted to speak regarding it, because that's just like a way of talking, and you don't really need a calculation. However, the truth is, it's broad, that as long as you didn't pay the workers, you're not allowed to calculate their wages, even though you know how much you owe them, and doesn't make a difference through his thoughts, even though it's not going to change. But however, still, it's applicable that you're thinking regarding that, and it's not like somebody that's totally passed. Dish number 32, to calculate chesbonos by thinking. Kabbalah writes in Nim Lekutei Prichadish that it's permitted, as Baruch Shulchan Aruch in Simchon Bab, that by the Isvad Abadava it's only B'dibur that's forbidden, not here, until the Bar adds on that there's no problem even of a chesar and oinik Shabbos, and it's not similar to here thinking about your business, or the Shulchan Aruch, but they write that that would be a lacking in oinik Shabbos. For a mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchon Bab that it's permitted, Mishmur there adds that same thing is regarding calculating what you need for a Sudas mitzvah. Dish number 33, to tell your friend the price of an object that he bought, the Ben Shchai writes that if his friend wants to know to also purchase that object, then it's forbidden, because then there is a need for his friend, which is Dibur of Chol, which is forbidden. Dish number 35, to let a taxi driver know that he'll be happy if he comes on Matzah Shabbos, if Shom Zaman writes that it's permitted, because you didn't tell him directly as a command to come. Dish number 36, if a person didn't explicitly mention what it is that he wants that he should come to him, so Shlomo Zalman explains, however, since whoever's listening understands clearly that he's hiring him to work, that would be forbidden. Dish number 38, to say that tomorrow he's going on a boat, or he's going on a cruise, let's say, Aruch HaShulchan Rai is permitted, because it's permitted to go on a boat on Shabbos. And for this reason, Shlomo Zalman is inclined that it's permitted for a person to say that in his tochnit, in his itinerary, he's traveling to a place that it's possible to get there through a boat, even though that he's intending to travel there, let's say, by car or by train, because since in his traveling, it also would include, let's say, going by boat, and that doesn't signify anything that's definitely us or on Shabbos. And even in places it's not possible to get there by boat, which sometimes holds, it's permitted for a person to say that in his itinerary he's traveling to those places because he can get there to those places by riding on a bike. And it's also considered nesiyah. I mean, Shmuel Orbach adds on that Minastam, presumably, that this instruction is applicable specifically by someone that generally rides a bike, and he's going amongst people that generally do that. But today, that it's already accepted the prohibition to ride on a bike on Shabbos, you could say that it would be forbidden to say, I'm traveling tomorrow on a bike. And look what we wrote in Shin Hesib Kod Samachalf. However, the opinion of Liashev is that since Stam Nasi is by car, there's no permission to say, I'm traveling, even if his intention is to go by bike or by boat. Because that connotes going by car. Dish number 40, Be'alach had said, look at Morgan Abram, that he wants to be inclined to say many places can disagree on the Rush, and they hold that there's no Isser, only when you're speaking with your friend, in a way that you're consulting with him what to do, because the words are prefacing regarding doing the Malacha, and not in the way you just stop saying words. For example, let's say I'm going to do this, such and such tomorrow, that actually, not like drama, that would not be forbidden.